The councillor states worried about the slow nature of the country's legal system, which is critical in winning the fight against corruption. The council recommends that President John Mahama adequately resource all recognized legal institutions like SRAJ and the Attorney General's Department to enable them to attract more efficient legal practitioners. Chairman of the Council of State, Madame Cecilia Johnson, expressed the worry when she met the council when the council met with President Mahama in a final meeting for the year at Bidiasi Lodge near Ibri in the Eastern Region. President Mahama hinted that his State of the Nation address before the year ends will highlight the diversification of the country's economy and how the manufacturing sector will be empowered. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
Chairman of the Council of State, Madame Cecilia Johnson, on behalf of her colleagues, addressed President Mahama on three critical areas: socioeconomic, legal, and security. Topical among these is corruption, a subject that has generated public debate with persistent calls on government to show commitment to the fight. The council commended government for putting in place certain measures to stamp out the canker completely, particularly President Mahama's frequent assurances to fight corruption and the recent directive to ministries, departments, and agencies not to use public funds for Christmas hampers. The council is, however, worried about the slow pace of the country's justice system.
Our concern, however, is with the responsiveness of our legal system, which is key to the success of your efforts to stem corruption. Regretfully, the slow pace of the justice system and the inadequacy of the number of legal officers at the Attorney General's Department has over the years served as a major drawback to the fight against corruption. Council believes that current efforts will not be truly appreciated if the critical enforcing arm of government remains weak.
Coming up for commendation was government move to fulfill most of its manifesto promises, notable among them being the Kwame Nkrumah interchange and affordable housing project for low-income earners. Madam Cecilia Johnson encouraged government to ensure that deadlines for these projects are met. Restructuring of the Ghana Youth Employment and Entrepreneurial Development Agency, GIDA, and government's swift action to address irregularities, according to members of the Council of State, are commendable. The council is calling for close monitoring of the different models and funds provided to enable the program to achieve its core objective of job creation. Government is also being asked by the Council of State to work at policies that will incorporate nationalism into schools' curricula. The council thinks the country's moral fiber has eroded because citizens' loyalty to the state is lost. President Mahama responded to the issue of nationalism, citing an incident on the N1 where street lights on a stretch were stolen.
People have tended to become more materialistic, and it is only the acquisition of wealth that matters, and there's no sense of loyalty or patriotism, you know, to the state. I've raised this several times with the Ministry of Education and the Education Service, and they say it is contained in social study, but because it is diffuse within a whole subject, I think that the focus on it is not as it should be. And so we will continue to dialogue with the ministry and see how we can create it as a standalone subject.
He admitted his first year in office has been quite challenging because a solid foundation needed to be laid. President Mahama said the second gear will look at empowering the private sector and how to diversify the economy with focus on non-traditional export commodities.
And just to give you a hint, we think that it is time to diversify our country's economy. Of all the sectors, the manufacturing sector has been the slowest growing. But I believe that with the new orientation that we're bringing, giving, you know, some stimulation to the private sector in terms of ensuring that as a priority for goods manufactured in Ghana, if government is procuring goods, it should give Ghanaian manufacturers the first priority so that they can have a guaranteed market that allows them to expand their production and employ more young people in the process.
The Council of State acknowledges Ghana's qualification to the World Cup for the third consecutive time and also the fact that football has the magic of bringing Ghanaians together. The Council is, however, requesting that other sports be given the same attention.
Pascaline Adadevoh.